AP Sports, I'm Gethin Kulba. Top overall seed UConn overwhelmed an undermanned Northwestern, while Duke ended James Madison's run to sail into the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Correspondent Tom Merriam reports in New York.
Duke and Connecticut, who have combined to win 8 of the last 24 NCAA men's tournaments, romped their way into the Sweet 16 of this year's tourney with wire-to-wire wins in Brooklyn. Duke routed the Dukes of James Madison 93-55, leading all the way. Freshman Jared McCain nailed 8 three-point field goal shots, including 6 straight in the first half, en route to a 30-point performance.
It's the best feeling in the world when you know the work you put in is showing up on the court, especially in such a big game like this to go to the Sweet 16.
UConn sprinted out to a 13-point lead over Northwestern barely 6 minutes into the game and never led by less than double digits the rest of the way in a 75-58 victory. Tristan Newton topped the defending champion Huskies with 20 points and 10 assists.
We have a big picture that we want to go to, and we have to take it one step at a time. So, you know, getting to a Sweet 16 is just another step to our main goal, and it feels good.
Meanwhile, correspondent Tom McCabe was on the scene for standout performances by Purdue's Zach Edey and Marquette's Tyler Kolek in Indianapolis.
Purdue started slowly, then blew Utah State out of the building, winning 106-67. Center Zach Edey led the 31-4 top seed of Boilermakers with 23 points and 14 rebounds.
Nobody's satisfied with where we are now. Everybody wants to keep pushing, and we're going to keep taking care of our bodies, keep executing, focus on this game plan, and prepare for Gonzaga.
Second seed Marquette had a tougher time with Colorado, but eked out an 81-77 win behind Tyler Kolek's 23 points.
Team goes on a run and goes up by one, and then we fight back and take the lead again. But you know, we have so many experiences together. Our connection really brings us through these tough moments.
The Golden Eagles take a 27-9 record into the Sweet 16.
It took overtime for number one seed Houston to survive in advance. Ninth-seeded Texas A&M's Anderson Garcia hit a three at the buzzer to force OT, where the Cougars outscored the Aggies 14-9 to secure a 195 win. Jamal Shedd had 21 points and 10 assists, while Emmanuel Sharp scored a game-high 30.
My teammates trusted me tonight, especially Jamal, always looking for me. And you know, shot was going in today.
Sixth-seeded Clemson upset third-seeded Baylor 72-64. Fourth-seeded Alabama handled 12th-seeded Grand Canyon 72-61. And fifth-seeded San Diego State set up a date with UConn in the Sweet 16 after an 85-57 win over 13th-seeded Yale. More on the latest in sports coming up next. On the women's side of the NCAA tournament, Angel Reese had 20 points and 11 rebounds, and third-seeded LSU defeated number 11 seed Middle Tennessee 83-56 in the second round. Reese says Flauje Johnson and her game-high 21 points made the difference.
She took accountability and just being able to get down and give us a lot of energy. She told us, like she said in the locker room, cut the head off the snake, and I was the point guard. So just being able to have a leadership from a sophomore when I might not be having my best game or Haley may not be having her best game, having also leadership from our younger players is great.
Number one seed South Carolina and Texas were victorious. Second seeded Stanford survived seven seeded Iowa State in overtime. Seven seeded Duke upset second seeded Ohio State, and number three seed Oregon State and number five seed Colorado and Baylor are all moving on. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton stole the show as the Bucks stormed the Thunder in a potential NBA Finals preview. AP's Dave Ferry has more.
The Bucks cruised to a 118-93 win over the Thunder as Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and Chris Middleton recorded his second career triple-double. Antetokounmpo, Middleton, and Damian Lillard were in the same lineup for the first time since February 3rd. The Bucks forward finished with 19 rebounds.
Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. You know, a lot of shots was going up, so I just, you know, tried to do something else for once. Go for every rebound, and, you know, I was able to get some.
Middleton had 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for his first triple-double in over 6 years. Josh Giddey had 19 points for the Thunder, who were a half game off the Western Conference lead.
James Harden was held to 12 points in a 121-107 Clippers loss in his first game against the 76ers since being traded to L.A. The Timberwolves overcame 31 points from Steph Curry and rallied past the Warriors 114-110. The Heat blitzed the Cavaliers 121-84. The Pelicans down the Pistons 114-101, and the Lakers overcame a 46-point fourth quarter to outlast the Pacers 150-145. NHL, an overtime thriller in Colorado, saw the Avalanche edge the Penguins 5-4. Jonathan Drouin scored the OT winner and finished with 2 goals and an assist.
I thought we had our looks in a way where we're just not making that play or making that last play to get out of the zone. They're kind of They're buzzing. They came out hard. But yeah, so we answered in the second and third a little better than the first.
Sebastian Aho's power play goal capped Carolina's two-goal first period in a 2-1 win over the Maple Leafs. Charlie Lindgren had 27 saves as the Capitals blanked the Jets 3-0. The Lightning edged the Ducks 3-2 in overtime. The Devils blanked the Islanders 4-0. The Senators tipped the Oilers 5-3. The Stars doubled up the Coyotes 4-2. The Panthers dropped the Flyers, and the Sabres burned the Flames, both by a score of 4-1, and the Canadiens routed the Kraken 5-1. I'm Gethin Kulba, AP Sports.